Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, after a densely foggy morning, we should see gradual clearing with a high near 31 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 18. And on Thursday, a 40% chance of snow, mainly after 5 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 36. Little or no snow accumulation is expected. And in the news, the U.S. Department of Justice has subpoenaed election officials in Dane and Milwaukee counties asking for records of communication between their offices and former Republican President Donald Trump. The request from DOJ Special Counsel Jack Smith come as he's leading two ongoing investigations, including a probe into whether people unlawfully interfered with the transfer of power following the 2020 presidential election. Smith's office sent subpoenas to Dane County Clerk Scott McDowell and Milwaukee County Clerk George Christensen, seeking any and all communication involving Trump or his campaign from June 1, 2020 through January 20, 2021. The subpoenas specify 19 people who worked with Trump, including Wisconsin attorney Jim Troupas, who oversaw the Trump campaign's recounts in Dane and Milwaukee counties, that according to a report from WPR Online News. In addition to Troupas, the DOJ also requested communications with Kenneth Cheeseborough, a Boston attorney who would later file a last-ditch appeal with Troupas, asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Wisconsin's election results. Also on the list were former Trump advisor Rudy Giuliani and Republican attorney Sidney Powell, who filed lawsuits in several swing states, including Wisconsin, seeking to overturn President Joe Biden's victory in 2020. Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed Smith to serve as special counsel on November 18th. In addition to his investigation of the transfer of power, Smith is also leading a probe into classified documents and other presidential records. On December 1, 2020, Troupas, on behalf of the Trump campaign, filed a lawsuit asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to overturn Biden's victory, challenging a wide range of absentee voters, including more than 170,000 that were cast in person before Election Day. The Wisconsin Supreme Court rejected the lawsuit by a 4-3 vote on December 14, 2020. Justices handed down their ruling roughly an hour before Wisconsin's lawful electors and the Republicans posing as electors met at the Capitol. Again, information for this report was used in part with permission from WPR News. A reminder that on Thursday, we will be reporting on the outcome of the Viroqua Police Commission meeting from today's 3 p.m. reconvening on the issue of current Police Chief Rick Neidfeld's suspension and possible dismissal after an investigation brought five charges against him issued by Viroqua Mayor Justin Running. The case is a result of an internal investigation. And a reminder, local area school closings and delays are announced during the Driftless Morning radio show, heard weekdays from 6 to 8 a.m. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.